Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. When it comes to our politicians trading money and power, you'll see how Washington got broken without anyone ever breaking the law. Let's get started. What you're about to see tonight, what some are calling the extortion game, played for personal gain, they say, by the very politicians who make the rules, is all perfectly legal. Question is it also perfectly fine? That's for you to decide. Drew Griffin tonight is on the money trail.
We talk about corruption in third world countries. In this case, the corruptors have written the law to make it legal to the corruptees. And I consider that atrocious in the name of democracy.
What's got former Shell Oil President John Hofmeister so worked up is what many people in this town simply call business as usual. It's not only that money buys influence, it's also pay up or else. It sounds cynical, but just look around. And you see it everywhere, like this typical Thursday morning. It's just after 7 a.m., and already the rush for the morning money is on. This is a breakfast fundraiser for Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott. Want to contribute? It will cost you. The invitation says it's $2,500 to get in. Want a picture with the governor? That'll cost you $5,000. His host, the Principe Group. Remember that name. Governor Scott is in D.C. on the business of raising money, and once this event is done, he'll race across town to his next event, another fundraiser. It's all pouring into his Political Action Committee, a PAC. Political Action Committees are one of the main ways politics gets paid for. From PACs, the money flows into campaigns, often through Washington, where politicians always seem to have a fundraiser underway. Just down the street, this D.C. seafood restaurant will hold four fundraisers in the next 90 minutes. The man hurrying past our camera is Utah Democrat Jim Matheson. His ski pack is holding one of them. It's a $5,000 a plate breakfast, a fundraiser for a guy who would soon announce he's leaving Congress. Around the corner, a steakhouse is holding a breakfast fundraiser for the Republican chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Dave Camp of Michigan. For $5,000, the invitation says you'll be a star of his re-election campaign. On this Thursday morning, a dozen or so fundraisers will be held before a single congressional vote is cast. It's all status quo, says author Peter Schweitzer. The business of politicians shaking hands and shaking down anyone who wants to do business here.
It is a feeding frenzy that's going on, and I think we need to somehow break the back of the ability of politicians to leverage their position to extract donations.
If that sounds like he's accusing politicians of using the power of their office to shake down constituents for cash, well, he is. Schweitzer is a fellow at the Conservative Hoover Institute and head of a nonprofit research group called the Government Accountability Institute. He's also just written a book called Extortion.
The politician, particularly one in leadership or one that's powerful, can really make or break a company. So companies and other entities are put in a situation where they have to play ball, because if they don't, bad things are going to happen.
Basically, instead of buying votes, they are selling decisions.
Yes, I think the model, the way we always think of the influence market in D.C. Is that it's like bribery, that you have these outside interests that in effect bribing our politicians. And that certainly can take place. I think the bigger problem is more akin to extortion, where the politicians identify wealthy companies or industries and they basically mark them for extortion. They introduce pieces of legislation or they threaten certain things that put those entities in a position to where they have to play ball.